Chapter 12. The Raven's Hand. The following morning, Rachel Royal knocked on my bedroom door.
"Good morning, Lilith,"
said the policewoman.
"Did you sleep well?"
"Yes, thank you," I said. "And you?" She laughed.
"Yes, I did. Not a lot, but we've got your parents back, alive and well, and that's the main thing."
I agreed with that. Rachel hesitated and then said,
"Listen, Lilith, we need your help. We can't find Martin Raven and his dwarf friend. We think that they might be in the catacombs, but we can't find them. We'd like you to come with us to see if you can remember any more details."
Rachel took me down to the car. The task force leader was next to the car, waiting for us.
"You remember George, don't you?"
asked Rachel. "Of course," I said. "Hello, sir." We went back down into the catacombs. There were task force agents everywhere, with powerful electric torches. The catacombs had no more dark corners. I examined the floor, but I could not see any more shiny trails. In the fourth room on the left, where the camping things had been, I examined the coffins in the room, but they all seemed to be the same, dirty and dusty, and I didn't want to open them. Suddenly, I noticed something on the ground between two coffins. I bent down and picked it up. It was a tiny doll's shoe, like the shoes made for Barbie dolls. It immediately made me think of the dwarf. "The dwarf juggles with Barbie dolls," I said to George. "This means he was here."
"Then we've got to find him,"
said George. I went back to the entrance of the room. The iron gate was dirty and dusty, like the coffins, but I examined each iron bar. Suddenly, I saw a clean, shiny bar next to the wall. I tried pushing it, but nothing happened. I pulled, nothing. I tried to lift it, still nothing. Then I tried to twist the bar to the left. It turned, and one coffin moved to reveal a flight of stairs. George asked for torches, and we went down the stairs. At the bottom, a corridor led to more stairs that went up in a spiral. George went up the stairs. Another agent followed him, then Rachel, then me, then Jerry. Suddenly, I heard a noise above me, like a bang. Rachel ran up the steps, and I followed her. At the top of the steps was a room. I heard George shout,
"Down!"
Rachel flung herself on the floor. We were in a large room with a table, chairs, and two beds. The dwarf, Mungo, was on one bed. Martin was behind the other. When he saw me, he pointed something at me. George shouted,
"Down!"
But I couldn't move. There was a flash of light to my left, another flash of light coming from Martin, and one huge bang. I screamed. 5 days later, I was sitting in the first row at the London Palladium when the theatre began to fill with butterflies. There were hundreds of them, of every size, shape, and colour. Enormous bright blue butterflies with black spots on their wings. Little bright green butterflies with red antennae. Pink butterflies with golden bodies. Light yellow ones. Butterflies with pointed wings. And butterflies with round wings. And all of them, so close, you could almost touch them.
"Are they real?"
whispered Jim Burton. The taxi driver was smiling. So was his wife. My mother and Rachel Royal were smiling too. Everybody looked so happy. Rachel Royal had arrested Martin Raven and Mungo the Dwarf. They would not hurt us again. My father came across the stage on his crutches. He held out one of them, and a black butterfly went to his crutch. Everybody applauded. The theater was full. Since the kidnapping, my father had become even more famous. I watched the black butterfly fly from one of my father's crutches to the other. Then, my father blew onto the butterfly as if he was blowing out a candle or a match, and it disappeared. And so did all the other butterflies at the same moment. The audience applauded even louder. Some people shouted, "Bravo!" The show was a huge success. As we were leaving the theatre with my dad, Tim Burton went up to him.
"Just one question, if I may, Mr. Mystery. Are the butterflies real?"
My father smiled.
"They are real,"
he said.
"For a moment. For one magical moment, they are real butterflies. And that's what magic is all about. Making that one magical moment happen. Making impossible things come true. Because we all need to believe in magic for a moment.